Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescott in the gun, runs up the middle to the 30. To the 25 and slides. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did he spike it in time? Didn't get it spiked in time.
What the f*** are you doing?
Made the call knowing that we've got it. We're in a...
Give me a f***ing answer!
Went, got some yards, went down. As I was getting behind Tyler, saw 4 seconds left. Thought it was time, obviously, to make sure everybody was set.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Honestly, just got hit from behind and then still there. When I gathered myself, saw 2 seconds and thought I could get the snap and get it down before time expired. And unsure exactly what happened other than that.
I want you off the f***ing set, you f***.
Time for Cowboy Calls at 877-881-1053. And just may have to do this throughout the rest of the show and the rest of the week because you need to vent and they need to hear what you have to say. Bobby Belt, what he's hearing behind the scenes about McCarthy at 840 this morning. It's Sean and RJ. The way to hit us up right now, 877-881-1053. Tom in New Jersey on the Odyssey app.
Tommy boy.
Start us off, Tom. Go ahead.
I am so sick of McCarthy all year, game after game, talking about analytics. Why would you think it would be a good idea to have Dak run up the middle fourth and 16 with 14 or 16 seconds left on the clock? They said they'd practice this time in and time out. I just don't understand how that is in the playbook at the end of the game. We've been shooting ourselves in the foot time after time after time. When is Jerry going to wake up and realize that my answer, he needs to take a step back and find somebody that knows what he's doing. Get over the fact that he won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. It was Aaron Rodgers, not Mike McCarthy. And according to the offense, we've had such high hopes going into the season. The first half of the season, Dak looked like an MVP player. Now in the second half, I don't know, I can't blame it on injuries, but we played so poorly and the defense has stepped up big. It's time after time.
Yep.
We need to take a step going forward and make a big change, because as of right now, we're not going to see a playoff win in a long, long, long time.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Tom. You know, in terms of practicing that, they keep saying that. Dak said it over and over. They're either lying, which I don't think, or they're just practicing it wrong, or the moment got away from Prescott at the time. That's probably what happened. You know, you're not counting, I'm at 9 yards, I'm at 10 yards, I need to go down. You're trying to get as many yards as possible. Yeah.
You're going until they basically stop you.
Yeah. You're going to go until they stop you. But there's no way you could have faith that in these types of situations that the Cowboys are going to get it right. They showed us earlier. First off, they showed us throughout the entire year. I've been bitching and complaining. That's why I got into it with Corey Majors. Corey was fine with allowing wins to mask problems that could hurt you down the road. And we would argue and crosstalk all the time. And people that pay attention to ultimate detail get the win, but also fix and acknowledge and address the problems. And the Cowboys never did in terms of penalties and in terms of some game management situations. And it bit them with everything on the line. Christie in Red Oak. Christy, you're live with Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
We sucked. We sucked so bad that it was ridiculous. Listen, it's time to take all these guys, snatch the boo from them, and make them drink from the sippy cup. Every big moment that we have on stage, go back to the last seven games, these guys were not that good. I was probably suffice to say they weren't good at all. And so in this game, we expected them to morph into a good team. And I tell you, Dak says he loves pressure. But every time he's in high pressure, that fourth round slip starts to show.
Mm.
This is just where we are. And Grouch was right, because they're living on the mystique of the Cowboys from the past. Create your own legacy, guys. Create your own legacy. This is an every-year event for us. It's getting old. It's getting real old. Jerry, send McCarthy back and let him play Madden. Let him simulate dumb plays on Madden. And send Kellen Moore back with him.
Thank you for the call, Christy.
You know, there's a lot. I'm seeing this. There is a lot of... And the first caller said, and she did right there. I don't want to say praise for the defense, but letting the defense off the hook. Guys, who was the only coach and who was the only unit that knew exactly what the other team was going to do yesterday? And who was the only unit that could not stop the other team from doing it? It was the defense. Stop letting the defense off the hook because you like Micah and Trayvon. And only one of those guys, by the way, deserved to be an All-Pro. And that's Micah.
Mm.
Stop letting them off the hook.
Did the defense, how do you...
Sucked. You allowed 23 points to a running team. Okay? The league average is like 26 in a passing league. You knew exactly what they were going to do the entire time. Run the ball.
And they told you.
And they told...
Like, Kyle Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan gave a quote where I'm like, does he know he's being, like, recorded?
Didn't care.
He did not care. He goes, We know they don't want to tackle us, and I wouldn't want to tackle us either. And I'm like, damn.
So stop giving that side of the ball the pass. Stop giving either side of the ball the pass. Okay, the offense stunk, and the defense stunk. The defense, at least the offense, didn't know what kind of look that the San Fran defense was going to give them. The defense knew exactly what San Francisco was going to try to do, and that's run the ball.
Total yards, San Francisco 341, the Cowboys 307. Passing 172 to 230. Rushing, they had 169 to 77. 4.4 a carry. We had 3.7 a carry.
And to our first two callers, number one, Christy, I love that you used the word boob. It's not used enough in today's world. And also number two to Tom.
Oh, I thought she said boot.
No,
take like, the drink boot. The beer out of this boot and give him a sippy cup.
Out of the boot.
Oh, no. That was it. And then also Tom.
Booty.
Tom saying that there's a playoff drought and it's never going to end. Yeah, you're right. ESPN's Field Yates. Cowboys have now gone 11 straight playoff appearances without reaching a conference championship game. That is the longest streak by any team in NFL history.
That's not good.
Speaking of running backs, Greg and Aubrey is here on Sean. Let's get to Greg because we were talking about the backs. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, how's it going, Sean and RJ Troy? Listen, on the scoring drive, they had Pollard in the series. They had tempo. Why was he not in there more often? If Zeke was dealing with a knee ligament problem, why not get creative? Why not use a speed back like Pollard? For crying out loud, San Fran used Samuel as a running back and shredded us. Why couldn't we be creative like that with Pollard and utilize his speed and quickness?
Yeah, good question. It's a great question. I bet Jerry is wondering. Someone is married to the mystique of Zeke Elliott still in that organization. Someone is married to the thought of what he's supposed to be. And it's been like this the entire second half of the year. Now, Pollard got hurt. He missed some time. But here's Zeke saying that he, sprained or torn PCL?
Partially torn PCL.
A PCL. And there's Pollard. And you're not running the ball inside against these guys. You keep banging your head up against the wall. Kyle Shanahan said the biggest Cowboy, this was before the game, the biggest Cowboy that surprised him was Pollard. He said, I knew he was dangerous, but I was like, whoa. Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy, or someone on the offensive staff didn't feel the same way. Here is Zeke afterwards on processing the season being over. Zeke Elliott, who did gut it out this year, he just didn't have enough left to give on the field.
Wow. I mean, it hurts. All of us hurting. So proud of this team. Such a strong brotherhood, such a family. Just got to rally around each other. And, yeah.
Wow. All right. Sherd in Dallas. You're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Good morning. As you can tell, my voice is taking a beating, so I apologize in advance.
You like the team.
I didn't deserve it, though. Anyway, so here's the thing, guys. I'm going to solve this right now. If we'll just pay attention to it, let's take the penalties out. Let's take the last minute out of the game. We can't blame McCartney. I mean, we can. I'm not going to give him a pass, but this has been happening the last 5 or 6 years before McCartney got here. Does anybody, I'll ask you this, does anybody think that when your defense gives you the ball back inside 2 minutes with those weapons, that Brady or Rodgers or Wilson or anybody else doesn't score? That's all I'm saying. At some point, good is the enemy of great. We got to stop paying elite money to non-elite players, period, or it's not going to change.
Thanks for the call. A lot of people on Twitter are now saying, well, you know, what can you do at quarterback? Can you bring – guys.
We can't do anything at quarterback.
You just paid him.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
That's over. You're not bringing in a backup. They're not going to pay a backup after you gave $40 million. This is the offseason debate. That's why we talked about it nonstop. It annoyed all of us for years around here. You have to try to figure out if he's good, great, or can be elite. Because the old NFL adage is, if you pay good players great money, you're screwed. And after the first 6 games of the year, I erased that question. I'm like, we're good. This guy's playing great. He can be great. And I'm still optimistic he can be great, but he's not a great quarterback with what happened in the second half of the season after the Denver game and the injury and getting banged up. So that is a future discussion. Dak is what as a quarterback, but they just paid him $40 million.
Yeah, you can't get rid of him.
That's it.
And also, if you wanted to, you couldn't.
And the pay for Dak, you're not paying him elite money. You're paying him market value money. I mean, if you want to pay less, that's fine. That's why you get Taylor Heineke. That's why you get, you know, what's his name? Davis Miles, Miles Davis in Houston. You know, that's why you get Mills. That's why you get quarterbacks like that.
Yeah, you're looking at it. I hate the.
This is who you're married.
I hate when people bring up Dak's salary to justify the level of play he should be giving you. Look, the Rangers just paid Corey Seager essentially almost what Mike Trout's going to be making. I don't expect him to be Mike Trout because he's not.
Dak has to get this out of bounds or he's taking a shot to the end zone. This is scary because I would take a shot to the end zone here when they're in the sideline defense because you actually can hold on to the ball. You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here. Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah, well, they'll be able to clock this. They would plan for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over. Gosh. The game is over. Oh, he did.
Cowboys living dangerously. Romo miscalculated. Jim Nantz did not. Nantz was on with KMC previewing this game Friday. They had the call on CBS, and the Cowboys don't get off a final play. And we are a national joke this morning, and will be throughout the offseason. When you have this brand and you want it in the spotlight this much as Jerry does, this is the other side of it. So how many times in NFL history has a team run a QB draw and had the clock run out to end the game? I asked Elias for that. And my analogy to it is, you know, don't go to a restaurant at 8:59 when they stop serving at 9 p.m. You're living dangerously. The Cowboys needed everything to go right with the mechanics of that play. They needed Dak to get up, find the official to go ahead and touch the ball first. Dak needed to keep in mind that he needed to slide 3 or 4 yards earlier. There's a lot of things that had to happen. And as we've said to this team all year long, when you put your fate in the hands of those types of things, officials, refereeing, penalties. When you put your fate in the hands of those things, don't cry when it burns you. Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're live with Sean and RJ as Cowboy calls continue. Hey.
I shouldn't even ask you how you're doing because I already know.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm pissed, depressed, all of it.
Just bear with me for a minute. I think that Jerry Jones is about to give us Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, Tony Romo, and I'm not knocking Romo. I'm just saying he was there during that time. Part two. Kellen Moore has gotten a pass. Let me tell you something. I agree. Mike McCarthy should go. But if you're going to get rid of Mike McCarthy to put in Kellen Moore, you just promoted Jason Garrett. His offense is only good against horrible teams. He's that creative. And the other thing I want to point out yesterday that really, really took me by surprise, he's the play caller. A, McCarthy should overrule the play. And Dak Prescott, he's a fourth-round, $40 million quarterback. There's no Super Bowl with this guy, not at all. That statement that he made about, pressure equals privilege, yeah, well, he got the privilege with 3 minutes to go. He couldn't do anything. Truthfully, this team is doomed. We're going to be watching Garrett, Wade Phillips, Tony Romo for the next decade.
Thank you for the call, brother. Wow, listening on the Odyssey app. I am a little concerned that two reporters have brought up Kellen's name as the potential replacement. Florio said it last week, and LaConfora said it in his report, talking about the promotion of Kellen Moore. Woo!
Which it has to be.
Over Dan Quinn?
Yes, a couple reasons. One, you don't want to bring in a new coordinator for Dak Prescott.
Have McCarthy do it.
Wait.
Have McCarthy call the offense.
But McCarthy's going to get fired in this scenario, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And Kellen Moore's not going to stick around if Dan's promoted.
Okay, so you're saying, you got to keep the offensive system.
Yeah, keep the offensive system.
Okay.
Like if you fire Mike and promote Dan, Kellen's gone.
If you fire Mike and promote Dan, Kellen's gone. Why?
Because he would have been passed over for the job.
Okay.
Okay. Like, he's not going to stick around after he got passed over.
I mean, he is under contract. He would have to get hired somewhere else as a head coach.
Right. Which is,
I don't think is going to happen.
I mean, it's on the table.
He's getting interviewed. Many interviews.
And I'm just not. Are we forgetting what Dan Quinn wasn't? Are we just looking at what Dan Quinn was this year?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a cool dude with a backwards hat. Awesome. Like, what? You know, he was a disaster in Atlanta.
A disaster? I mean, they should have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and one of the worst coaching Super Bowls in history. It's up 28-3. And you want to talk about complaining about the OC making calls and the coach not overruling him? I mean, Kyle Shanahan barely ran the ball in that second half. And where's Dan Quinn telling you to run the ball? He had a quarterback who all 5 years he was there had a QBR that would have been in the top five this year of all players every single year, and they had two seasons with a winning record. I'm out.
Gary in Tennessee. Gary,
go Vols.
You're live on Sean and RJ.
What's going on, guys? We'll see you guys every day.
Thank you.
Listen to me. Give me a couple seconds. First of all, this is the most delusionally arrogant franchise, man, in the league. And it starts at the top. All right? And then and you talk about Dak being a leader, and we get this overhypeness with Dak being a leader. A leader accepts responsibility for his actions.
Yeah.
Dak doesn't do that at the podium. You can't blame the refs if you're a leader. You have to accept responsibility for what you do. He has no self-awareness whatsoever. Dak, you screwed up. The offensive line and defensive line, the manhood was taken all day long.
Yes.
Both of them are soft. We got a bunch of talkers on the defensive side of the ball. And, they're more interested with marketing. All of those guys play dumb guy football all day, all year. 12-5 record was a fraud record.
Yes.
My thing is this. Why is Kellen Moore being considered as head coach when he can't even handle the offensive coordinator position?
Agreed.
That's my question.
I agree. That's why I don't think he's going to get hired. I don't think so. But I agree with everything else that you said, Gary. Ryan in Plano asking a question that I was asking throughout forget the entire day or game, throughout the entire portions of the second half of this season. Ryan, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Thanks for taking my call. The CD Lamb, like you're saying, when you're talking about
Kyle Shanahan getting Deebo Samuel, getting him involved in the game, whether it was through pass or with run plays. You get your best players, you call specific plays to get them open. It's not just a normal, your normal offensive plays that you're going to be playing. I mean, there's time, situational, what I call situational football, that you call have these special plays for your best players. And they don't seem to have those or have that ability to do that when the game's on the line.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Something happened with CeeDee Lamb and the targets in the last four games. He never got more than five. He had 5, 4, 2, and 5. Yesterday, the first catch did not come until the third quarter. When he had a big play, got brought back because of penalties, which this team is, of course, addicted to. Right, Bill? In Garland? Bill, you're live on The Fan.
This team is the most unprepared mentally team I've ever seen. I mean, it wasn't just yesterday. It's been the whole year. I mean, I was so tired of hearing 71, 52, 71, 52. I mean, and what about
94? Don't forget 94.
Yeah, so as I said, 94, Gregory. I mean, the tackling? I mean, what in the world was that? It make no sense. And my question to y'all is, is that a coaching thing? I mean, or is that just a team thing? The guy's individual just doesn't want to, you know, keep his head in the game to know when, you know. I just didn't understand. It was just the craziest thing. And my thing is, the team is all right, but you can't play from behind. Every time you do something good, there's some flag. It's just ridiculous.
Yes. Thanks for the call, Bill.
They do get behind the chains.
So I don't know. It's age.
Used to say it all the time.
It's an age-old question on who you blame in terms of coaches or players. I think the answer is both. I mean, if you don't know on 3rd and 4 that let's make sure no matter what, we don't jump and give them a free first down, then I blame the player for that. That's football dumb. It is. When you have them pinned on their own goal line and you give up free yardage in these types of situations, that's dumb football. It just is. But some people say you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And I tried to say, I don't want to rub it in. I tried to tell y'all that it's not the ref's fault. I tried to tell y'all, stop pointing fingers multiple times. If they cheat on you the first time, okay. If they cheat on you the fourth time, you're the dummy. I don't feel sorry for you. No more excuses. You have to own it. And this happens four times to you. 275 football games played this year. Four of them had 14 penalties on a team, and the Cowboys were involved twice. Own your stuff, Mike. Own your stuff, Dak. Own it. You're like, this team after games, like whiny children with excuse-making, pointing at everyone else. I could stomach this so much more if one of the Tolos said on the phone line, they would just own it instead of just excuses and nothing but finger pointing everywhere else. You're undisciplined. You're not good enough. You're not sharp enough, or you're not smart enough, or you're not practicing it enough. It's one of those things, probably a combination. It keeps happening to you, but nothing drives me more insane than a victim mentality. It's always somebody else. It's never me. I never do any wrong. The world's out to get me. It's the circumstances. It's all these other factors. Fix your damn mirror. Fix your mirror in the house. If you need it, Maverick Windows got you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!